Seven lines from the top. Amaloy Abaya Lirava, the Bachbusan, Abaya Lirabba. Maishna Lulav, Davdino Lay, Shiva Zechel Amigdash. Why is Lulav different? That we do it all 7 days. Zechel Amigdash, we shake it all 7 days. Maishna Rava, Davdino Lay, Shiva Zechel Amigdash. Arava, we don't do 7 days. What's Arava? Hashanah Rabbah, right? Today we take the Hashanahs, the Arava. So how come we don't do that all 7 days?
The Arava is ignoring the Mishnah. You don't do it on Shabbos.
No, he doesn't mean Shabbos. He's referring that if it's all 7 days, you're mechayiv to. Shabbos is part of it because it's there. But we do it all 7 days. Zakti Gemara, so why is Arava different than Lulav? Amalai, hayol v'adam yaitzi dechevase b'arava shabalulav. A person is already yaitza with the arava v'lulav. In the lulav, he puts aravas. So, therefore, once he takes it, so he's taking it all 7 days also. Now, that's an interesting text. Amalai, so he told him, what's the kasha? Ho mishum lulav udaka avidlay. He's not doing that for arava, he's doing that for lulav. Right? So, how are you telling me that he does arava through the lulav? That's the mitzvah of lulav. You don't say mitzvah arava. It's not something to do with aravas.
We still didn't explain what exactly mitzvah arava is.
Well, we didn't get to it yet. That's going to be today a little bit and tomorrow more. What do you mean when you say mitzvah arava? What do you do with it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be the Mishnah. Yeah. No, I mean we had a machlekes. It was in the tilo eskifa.
Right.
That we had a machlekes. Right. That was a machlekes.
What is it?
Oh, we're going to see. Oh, what we do is Hashanah Rabbah. Every day.
Meaning there's no
No.
Sukkot.
Sukkot.
I'm saying, what was the
lulav v'arava shiva. 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 Shiva.
Why we don't do the same thing.
Right, that's not the...
What?
What is the...
Oh, yeah, we're going to see. Yeah.
Have
a meal,
yeah, but we didn't even.
It's machlekes.
Yeah, but tomorrow we're writing Satsuki.
Yeah, that was a machlekes.
Like the
Akhu
on the
puzzle? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Zakti Gemara. So, Mechitei Medika Magbalei V'Hada Magbalei. Maybe you pick it up once for lulav, and then you pick it up another time for Hashanah. So, even though it's in the lulav, but you're picking it up, you're having a mind now, this second picking up should be for Hashanah, for Aravos. So, the Gemara V'Amaisim Mechal Yoyim D'Loi Kavdina Nachi. We see daily that you don't do this. You don't pick it up twice, and still we don't see. So how come, at least we should tell you should pick it up twice, we don't see people doing this. So the Chayas, if so, we're back Shver. We're going back Shver, that we're saying that the Chayra, that Lulav, that you're picking up the Lulav, that's very nice, and the Rav is in the Lulav, but that you're picking up for Lulav. So why don't we make a Zecha of Arava? And for the Gemara, Amrav Zvid, Mishmei the Rav, Lulav, the Raisav, Dinan Shiva. Lulav, which is the Raisa, says in Pasuk, Smachtam from the Hashem Lekechem, says the Kachtam from the Hashem Lekechem. So over there, we do 7 days. Shiva Zechel Amigdash. Arava de Rabbanon, Le'avdina lo, Shiva Zechel Amigdash. Arava, which is only the Rabbanon. So even though they did it in the Mishnah, we see they did it all 7 days, but that's only in the Rabbanon. So maybe we don't do it, Shiva Zechel Amigdash.
Didn't we say yesterday that it's a Raisa, it's from an Asmacht or something?
We'll see. We didn't know anything yesterday. Yesterday was like just like in the loft. We were saying that, but we didn't have any.
Rashi says that the Bismanenu by us it's the Alsnuvim.
We'll see. Yeah. So the Gemara is telling you there's the Rabbanon. So maybe you don't make a Shiva Zechel Amigdash. So the Gemara Lama Ilay Malabashal. Who's this going like? If you can tell me it's going like Abashal, Ha Ma'ave Nachal Ksiv. He says, it says in the Pasuk, Arve Nachal, Shtayim, that we dash in two. Achas the Lulav, Achas the Migdash. Since Dairaisa. That I know that I need Arve is Dairavis. So I know that it's Dairaisa. Abishol says that it's Dairaisa, Arovis are Dairaisa. Eler Abonon, the argue on him, Hilchasigamila. It's, he learned it out, Abishol learned it out of a Pasuk. It's Hilchasigamila, that's Halachal Meshim Sinai. The Amar Abasi, Amar Abyechana, Mishum Rab Nechonya, Ish Bakas, Beis Chosa, the man of Bakaz Beis Chosa, he said three things Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Esen Etiyos, that's 10 plants, Arava, and Aravas, V'nisach HaMayim, is all Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So Halacha L'Moshe Messina also has a din of the Raisa. So since it has din the Raisa, so what are you telling me that Aravas D'Rabbanon? So it's not, what are you telling me Aravas D'Rabbanon? It's the Raisa. So if it's the Raisa, so Vayta, which Halacha L'Moshe Messina is also the Raisa. What does it mean Halacha L'Moshe Messina? It was given to Moshe Messina. It's not from a Pasuk, but it's given me.
It's not
Rabbanon. Zechanat. So if so, so we're telling you, so why don't you make Shiva Zeichel Migdash? Why don't we make today Zeichel Migdash? Now, what's these three things? Arava, Nesach HaMayim that we know. What's Esen Atiyas? What?
No. We're talking about if you allow it, that it shouldn't be Kalayim.
No.
After Shemitah, no?
Yeah, Shemitah, we learned this. It's Chosin, right. Exactly. Normally, you're not allowed to plant before Shemitah. You're not allowed to just start. You're not allowed to start plowing and things before Shemitah, already a month before Shemitah. Some things are even more than a month, like Gemara Shana, which we'll get there one day. So over here, there are some plants that we let you, Netiyos, we let you go ahead and plow them until Rosh Hashanah, before Shemitah, we're talking about. So that's the sugya over there. It was sort of Lamadal and Rav. Anyways, so over here we're telling you that these Arava is Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So we're back Shver. What's the difference that Lulav we shake all seven and Arava we don't take all seven?
Yesterday we said Arava is the Raisa for a Pasuk.
Well, we have a Pasuk. We don't have a Pasuk.
You're the Pasuk.
There's no Pasuk in Yesterday. No. Zok to Gemara, Ella, Amir Abbas Vid Mishmei Deravam, Lulav, the Islay Ikim and Atayra, Lulav, which has Ikim and Atayra, what does that mean? It means one day is Klar, but it's therefore Bikvul Navdina and Lay Shiva. In the Gvulin, you do seven. Zeichel HaMikdash. Arav, the Leslay Ikim and Atayra, there's no Bumfurish, a Pasik, Menatayra, Bikvulin Lay Avdina, and Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash. Therefore, that means like this. Lulav, in Chutzlah, in Gvulin, you also have that the first day is Min HaTayah, Klaw. It says, So therefore, since it has B'Gvulin Min HaTayah, so matter we do already, since we see how Chomer it is, so therefore we go ahead and we do it all Shiva Zeich LaMikdash. Masha'in Kain, Arava, the less the Ikim Min HaTayah B'Gvulin, so Meila, Avdina and Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash. There's no Ikim and Atayah B'Gvulin. So Meila,
because the whole Halacha L'Moshe Messina is only for the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
So how would you even know that?
B'Gvulin, right? Exactly. Over here we know. That means we know by Lulav it says in front of Beis HaMikdash says all seven. That we know. But B'Gvulin, how do you know? There's a Mefurash Pasuk that says Ulekachtem Lechem B'Yemi Rishon. So it's Klav B'Gvulin also that there's at least one day which is the Raisa. Masha'enke and Arava, where there's no one day for sure, Min HaTayra and B'Gvulin. Therefore, we tell you that, therefore we don't make Shiva Zeich LaMikdash.
Meaning the Halacha L'Moshe Messina also only extends itself to the Beis HaMikdash and nothing else, nothing beyond that.
Exactly. Amar Reish Lakish. So now we'll take it B'Gvulin, but that's only going to be one day. That's why we don't do it 7 days. That's the answer to the Gemara.
Why don't we go back?
What's the svara to that? Why would I think one day? What's the svara? If the Beis HaMikdash was all 7 days or six, what's the svara to pass it on to Gvulin only for one day?
Because, I mean, it's not
by
so
Lulu,
much...
you have a svara. You don't have a svara by Rava.
No. So,
we don't even do it by Lulu.
Why didn't
I'm saying once you're doing it already, why did you pick one day?
No, because once we have a zecher, we don't need a zecher every single day. We don't do everything.
Typically,
that...
we do similar things.
We don't do everything. The zecher is a mitzvah. We don't start lighting menorah every day.
If we would put a carbon pesach every single day, then we'd bring a chagig every single day. We do certain.
Some things, yeah. I guess you had a chazal to be masak and what we make zecher l'mikdash.
How come you shrine you don't do it every 7 days?
Today, maybe because it's no mizbech. We saw yesterday. Okay, zok to gemara. Amar Shlokish, Kayin and Bali Mumin, Nichnasim Bein Ulam Lemizbeach, Kedelotzis Ba'arava. Is Manda Beis HaMikdash, the Kohenim, which is a Baal Mum, even though normally they do not go to this in this area in the Beis Hamikdash, Ben Ulam is Mizbech, but to be Yotze Da'arava they do. Why? Because really, they could go the whole year. It's just Chazal asked them from going in this area. So now, Ba'arav is Da'araisa. So Mela, you can't go around without going between Ulam and Mizbech. They surrounded the Mizbech. So Mela, they would go, even a Baal Mum, a Kohen Baal Mum was allowed to go in this area. Amal Rabbi Yechanan, Miyamra, who said this? Rabbi Yechanan asked, who said this? That means, Yishlakish said this halacha. So Rabbi Yechanan said, who are you saying this from? He says, Miyamra, who said this? Ha'iyu Amma, you're the one that said this. The Amma Abbasi, Amma Rabbi Yechanan. Abbasi said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Nechunya Ish Bakaz Beis Chosa, Esanetiyas, 10 plants, Arava and Venisach HaMayim, Halacha L'Mashim Sina. So you're the one that said already that it's Halacha L'Mashim Sina. Elami Amr bin Atila. Who said in Atila, Dilma B'Skifa, maybe you only stand it by the Mizbeach. Who says that everyone should take it? Maybe you only stand it by the Mizbeach and then you don't need a Kayin Ba'amum because it's only one Kayin that's going to do it. That means if everyone should take it, so then you need a Kayin Ba'amum. That means every person should go around the Mizbeach. Fine. But if maybe the din is that Arav is only B'Skifa, which means standing up at the Mizbeach, like we spoke about yesterday, we Mesupik, what the halacha is. So if it's B'Skifa, it's a Chiyav on one Kayin, why should we send the Kayin Ba'amum? Why should he go ahead and do it?
If it would be B'Skifa, then the whole mitzvah would be, like we said already, similar to Lulav. That would be a mitzvah that one person would do for the whole Klal Yisrael. Just like the Rav said by...
No, that would be the time. Yeah, no.
No, that's what I asked.
Oh, you mean you're looking for another mitzvah? Oh, that would be, yeah.
Why does the Baal Mum have to go into the mitzvah now?
Because it's a chiyuv on everyone. So why should we exclude him?
Because he's a Baal Mum.
Okay, so but the Raisa, Baal Mum is by a car. It doesn't say over here now.
They're allowed to go into this.
That's only Issa Da'abana. Right? So now that then, we'll push it off because the Raisa to do it. But if it's not a chiyuv on everyone, it's a chiyuv to put by the Mizbeach, so one kohen should do it. Why should we take a Baal Mum? He's not allowed to. That's why we don't let him.
I know, but here is the same
it's
thing.
It's not the Raisa. To that stand in this place is only Issa D'Rabbana. Okay? So therefore, so Zakta Gemara, so maybe you do a B'Skifa. So that's what B'Yechanan was asking. Mi Amr Baalim Mumin, Dilma B'Tamimin, who says, it's like a Hemshech to the same question. Who says Baalim Mumin can do it? Maybe you need a Tam. Maybe you need someone that's complete. No, skifa is only one kind. There's a chiv everyone to put it back in his bag. You put it once and that's it, but you don't take it off, put it back on. Skifa is in the tzibu. That's what my shush sound to sell too. That's good. So the more if my Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we had a machlekes. Chada ma'arava is yisaid neviim. Chada ma'arava minig neviim. One says it's yisaid neviim, which means it's takanas neviim. Chagi zechayim malachi. They were masakin takanas, anshekin esakdaila. That's the masakin, and one says it's a minig neviim. That's what the people did, not that they were masakin it. That's what they did. What's an afkamina? Afkamina is when you say the bracha. Could you say vitzivanu? That you were. What's vitzivanu?
Commandment.
Commandment. No, if neviim command you, that's like Hashem commanding. You could say vitzivanu is the neviim are commanding. If it was just a minig that people just did, it was a nice thing. You don't say vitzivanu. And why? Because not even loisasa. You're not vitzivanu. Gemara and Sukkah. We'll see later. Vitzivanu. You could say even on if someone was misaken it, you mitzvah to do it. But over here, so the question is, we understand that it was done earlier, but is it a yisaid neviim or it's a minig neviim?
So when do we say bracha shekin shanu without
tivanu? We don't. You won't say the bracha b'chol.
Oh, there's always
tivanu. Always a tivanu. Yeah. Zok to Gemara. Tistayim, so there was a machlokes. Tistayim, the Abyechanu, the Amr Yisayid Nevi'im. Let's bring a raya. That's Abyechanan that says Yisayid Nevi'im. The Amr Abavol and Abyechanan, Arav Yisayid Nevi'im. It's not just a raya, it's club. Tistayim, so that's a raya.
So you make a
Shekhar Chanam and Sayyid Sivan. Yeah.
We don't.
They're
Abyechanan,
I like that. No, you don't do that. Amr Abavol. Mi Amr Abyechanan, Hachi, did Abyechanan say that it's Yisayid Nevi'im? It's halacha l'mashim sinai. V'amah b'echanam mishum yav nechunia ish b'kaz beis chosan Essen etiyas are yavim nisachemayim alach lemach mesina. It's more than Yisai Nevi'im. It's not the Nevi'im. Chagi Zechayim, Alachi made it up. It was Alachi Mesh Mesinai. It's like the Mosh, Shtayim Kisha Achada. He thought for a moment, more than just a moment, for an hour. V'amah Shokchum V'chazu V'yistum. They forgot about it in Golas Bavel. They forgot about it since they went to Bavel, things were forgotten. And they were Chayz, the Nevi'im, the Chagi Zechayim Alachi brought it back to Klal Yisrael. What? Makes sense? It's pretty interesting that things like that should be forgotten. Through World War II, right, they went through everything. Things weren't forgotten. I mean, you know what? You always have people that remember things. I don't think we're doing different than what they did.
We're talking about grandfather when he was 14, 15 years old.
Not a minute like a Rava.
I didn't forget, but they had a reason for it.
I'm saying, but we do find that we forget things.
They had no mizbeach when they were in Galus, so they didn't do it for 70 years.
Right.
And so who remembers so that they did it in the mizbeach 70 years ago? How many people were still alive? Even though Gemara says that Rav were alive.
But still you're saying that, yeah, it wasn't, okay, it's fine, it's a little hard to believe. Okay, as I said in the Gemara. Dr. Gemara, Umi Omer HaBeichan, Achi, did HaBeichan say this? They forgot. I have Amar Beichanan, the lechayin ami, the lahayni. Which happened was like this: if Kahana was a Talmud of Rav and he was very sharp, he ran from Eretz Yisrael, and
from Bavel
to Eretz Yisrael for Tera Beichanan, because they were chayshim for whatever. There's a story.
He killed someone.
Right. So therefore, he had to run away from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Right. So what happened? So he came in front of Beichanan. So Rabbi Chanan had many sveikas, and Rabbi Chanan said that he thought like Bnei Eretz Yisrael, like it was the Torah of Bnei Eretz Yisrael. He thought that's where the Torah was in Yerushalayim. And then he said when if Kahana came, he saw that there's plenty of Torah in Bavel. And Fakir, they didn't forget the Torah in Bavel. So you see that he was saying that if Kahana was so great, he always thought that it was only the Torah was in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah was in Bavel, and they didn't forget about it. So how could you say Rabbi Chanan said? He said, "The lachayna ami, the lahayni. It's really theirs. It's really the Tayyam Bava." So you see, they didn't forget. So how are you saying over here that it was forgotten? And then, but Rabbi Mazel's tiny, very good. I don't know if he's tiny this, but the way in Bavel, that was, you're right, the Tayyam wasn't forgotten. But here it was a mizbech. It wasn't brought with them to Bavel. So Mechatesa, that was something that was technical.
They didn't have a mizbech, and they had to travel either.
Whatever, I'm just saying. So over there, so maybe that was forgotten. What's the answer to that? That's part of Torah. Torah wasn't forgotten. That's it. I mean, everything was learned. And for the Gemara...
Because the Gemara is elsewhere that there were plenty of people still alive when they went back from before Golos.
Right. The Gemara, like Kasha, Kam Migdosh, Kam Gvulin. In the Migdosh, it was Allah Lamesh and Sinai. In the Gvulin, there was never really a Chiv. The Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechai, Malachi, they made it up. It means there were two places. In the Migdosh, you're right. That was the Minatayr. That was the Lacham Hashem Messina. The Chag is the Chaim Alach. It's not that it was forgotten, nothing to do with what we just said. In Chutzlaetz, in Gvulin, over there the Chiyav was Yisayid Nevi'im.
They made a bracha in
what?
They made a bracha in
Mikdash? For sure. Lacham Hashem Messina. It was a regular Chiyav. And even Yisayid Nevi'im was supposed to make a bracha in Gvulin. But we'll see that was only Bizman the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Today we don't make the bracha anymore.